Fresh wind in our sails is the inspirational theme for an event taking place on Sunday, September the 18th, or Home Mission Sunday as it's celebrated in Catholic churches around England and Wales. Mid-September is also, of course, the first anniversary of Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to the United Kingdom, so Catholics around the country are being invited to share their memories in the hope that it can rekindle the same spirit of enthusiasm that followed the Pope's historic journey. The title, Fresh Wind in Our Sails, echoes the words that the Holy Father himself is reported to have said at the end of his successful four-day visit to Edinburgh, Glasgow, London and Birmingham. The anniversary of the visit will be celebrated from September the 16th to 18th, beginning with the re-establishment of the practice of Friday Penance on Friday the 16th. On Saturday the 17th, parishes, families and other groups are being encouraged to get together and share memories of the trip while offering a prayer for the Pope's intentions. On Sunday the 18th, there'll be a national mass of thanksgiving and collections in local parishes to support the work of evangelisation in England and Wales. The Home Mission Sunday initiative is being launched in the summer to allow people plenty of time to prepare well ahead. If you have an inspirational story about the effects that papal visit had on you or someone you know, you're asked to email it to the Home Mission Desk of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales at the following address: Mission Volunteer, all one word, at cbcew.org.uk. The bishop in charge of mission in England and Wales is Kieran Connery, head of the Diocese of Arundel and Brighton and chair of the Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis. As this initiative was announced, he released a video urging Catholics to share their memories of the papal visit this September, just as they undoubtedly shared photographs with families and friends at the time.
I want to talk today about Home Mission Sunday, which is celebrated this year on September the 18th. And the inevitable focus of this year's celebration is the fact that it's the first anniversary of the visit of Pope Benedict the 16th. In fact, the day he left from Oscott, took the plane from Birmingham Airport and returned to Rome. And it's said that when he got to Rome, that he said himself of the visit, that it had filled his sails again with new wind. He'd felt, like many of us, I think, relieved at the visit, because I think he shared the anxiety of many of us that he would receive a hostile or unfriendly or indifferent, apathetic reception. But of course, we remember very clearly the excitement it generated. And what we want to do in Home Mission Sunday this year is to say to people, well, you know, fill your sails again with fresh wind. Pick up that enthusiasm and excitement again, and let it blow through. Blow away some of the dust that sort of settled into corners, and blow away some of the tiredness and indifference and apathy that's crept into our own lives, and fill our sails again with that confidence and joy of being a Catholic. And so the focus on Home Mission Sunday is not to lose that impetus. And the question is then put to people, you know, what's it done for you? Has it made you feel different about being a Catholic? Has it inspired you to do anything? And then tell stories, if you can, of, you know, what you've seen around the parish as a result of it. You've seen renewed interest in this, you've seen increased numbers, you've seen, well, we have seen increased numbers. We've seen a rise in baptisms, confirmations this year are up. It's not only numbers, but just ask people to share your experience. What happened to you as a result of your sharing in the Pope's visit, even if you only saw it on television, or if you did get to Coughton Park, or if you did get to Hyde Park? You know, have you shared those experiences? I'm sure you've shared the photographs, but since then, not just on the day, but how have you felt since then? And do you feel different now, 1 year on? I would hope the answer is, yes, I feel different, and I feel better. People's lives have been changed. I think many people's lives have been changed by the visit of the Pope. I know, for instance, that the lady that coordinated the distribution of tickets for our diocese in Arundel and Brighton, not an easy task. She then became a Catholic at Easter, and I was delighted for her. It was a joy to see her in the cathedral for the rite of election. And there are many stories like that. And I'm sure the Pope touched the hearts of thousands. If I were to suggest one thing that we might carry from the Pope's visit, I think it would be that image of filling our sails again with the breath of the Spirit, with a fresh wind. It's a lovely image of wind. I mean, wind can be destructive, but we usually think of wind in terms of life-giving, refreshing, invigorating. You know, one of the best images of freshness and energy is people standing on top of a hill with the wind blowing through the grass, blowing through the hair, blowing through their lungs. It's a lovely image of life itself, first of all, not just life, but energy. So I'd ask people to hang on to that. Let the wind blow into the sails.
Bishop Kieran Connery of Arundel and Brighton is chair of the Bishops' Conference Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis.